OTR Improv, Cincinnati's own improvisational comedy troupe, has had a lot of success a year ago with the city's first ever National Improv Festival. They're back for year number two of the 2015 Improv Festival of Cincinnati, bringing in more out-of-town talent from L.A., Chicago, Portland, Detroit, and Indianapolis, making it all bigger and better. It also features headliner Kevin McDonald from the hit sketch comedy group Kids in the Hall. It's happening in about 10 days from now at Over the Rhine's No Theater, Thursday through Saturday, September 10 through 13. The festival is a chance to show off Cincinnati's own improv talent, too. Here to tell us more are Kat Smith and Dave Powell, who are members of OTR Improv, the group that got things started. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you
for having us.
Let's talk a little bit about OTR Improv before we dig into the festival. So when did it get started?
OTR Improv started in September of 2011, was our very first show. And it was actually started by Chris Wesselman and Kirk Kievert. And it was going to be just a short form, regular improv show at the No, working as their house team for a while.
And then it evolved.
It did. It evolved. It had kind of started as a collection of people who had done improv in lots of other cities. There were obviously local people, but we had really started to notice that there were people from all over the country who were here, who had improv skills and interest. And so we started getting together to rehearse. As Dave said, it evolved into a regular show. And then we realized that we had a lot of different experience in many different types of improv, which we really used as a launching pad to help us evolve as a troupe.
Can you talk a little bit about those specific, we talk about short form and long form. Just give us a quick sketch, as it were, of what that means.
Okay, the big difference is with short form is if anyone's ever seen the show Whose Line Is It Anyway, that is pretty much what they're doing right there. You get a suggestion and then you get games. And those games were based on what made actors feel more comfortable on stage and rehearsals and stuff like that. And we decided like, oh, this can be the finished product. Long form, what you see there is you get one suggestion and it's way more abstract and vague, and we can just riff off of that for about 30 to 40 minutes. So it's that difference of promise to an audience of, can we keep your attention for 5 minutes or can we keep your attention for a half an hour?
When we talk about sketch comedy, is that basically long form, or is that the sketch comedy means something different?
So sketch comedy means something a little bit different. Often sketch comedy does start out of some type of long form exercise. A lot of the big schools that teach long form use it as a tool to then write sketch. So that's what Second City does. So what you'll see is you'll see people really trying things out in long form. You're not as tied to the game and what has to happen in the game. You're able to explore, and then that can often lead into a longer sketch or a character that you really want to explore more and focus on.
So, Dave, you mentioned that there are people here in town who have experience from elsewhere, training and that sort of thing. I think of improv because it is sort of like made up as you go. Well, do people really train to do this sort of thing? But obviously there are training programs, sort of a subcategory, I guess, of theater, you would say. Can you talk a little bit about where do people get this kind of training?
Yes. One of the major national theaters is the Second City. That's obviously its famous alumni with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler and people like that. I actually myself went through their program. I went through their conservatory program twice, went through their writing program and their graduate program. The next most famous probably one is I.O. There's a theater out in Chicago and there's a theater out in L.A. That's actually where Kat came from. And then the Annoyance Theater is another really big one. And then we are on the ground floor of starting our own conservatory program. We've started a 4-week training program.
Well, let's talk a little bit more then about the festival itself. You've already mentioned No Theater, and No sort of plays a parenting role, maybe we should say, in how this all works. Can you talk a little bit about your relationship with No Theater?
They've been our biggest supporter, and that goes all the way back to when Eric Vosmeyer was with the theater as producing artistic director. He was really sort of the person who helped us and encouraged us to think beyond just doing a show one time a month. You know, he really planted the seeds with us for thinking about more regular shows, classes, things that were going to get the community involved. And ultimately, I think he was probably the first person who really said, hey, have you ever thought about doing a festival? Because obviously the ties to the Cincinnati Fringe Festival are huge. So that was a huge help to us. And they are great supporters of us through their Jackson Street Market program, which is a resource sharing program for troops like ours that don't have their own theater. So they provide staff to help us with events. We're able to use their space. space. And it's really, it's a joint relationship. We're able to promote their productions and the events that they have going on, and they promote us. And it's a very symbiotic relationship.
You mentioned Eric as an idea for this festival. Are there improv festivals elsewhere that you're sort of patterning what you're doing here on?
I got a lot of my training up in Detroit, and we actually just came back from their Detroit Improv Festival. There's also another festival, the Out of Bounds Festival out of Austin, that I talked with one of their organizers as well. And everyone that we ever reached out to was very, very generous with their time. There's also major festivals in Chicago. LA has a very big one. There's one in New York, the Del Close Marathon. It's named after Del Close, is pretty much known as like the guru of modern improv.
Okay. All right. So talk a little bit now about what will be happening during the festival. Things kick off on a Thursday, I believe.
Yep. We're adding a day to the festival this year. So last year it was two nights. This year we've added a third night. So the opening night of the festival is actually locals night. One thing that we wanted to do this year was we really wanted to focus on the fact that there are more improv troupes in town. There's a handful of troupes that have really sort of taken off with performing regularly. And that's what that night is going to be devoted to. After that, we've got groups coming in from all over the country on Friday and Saturday night to perform. We'll be using the whole theater. We'll be using downstairs and upstairs. And we're going to see a mix of all different types of performance. So we have a musical duo. They're going to do a musical improv show.
That group is called?
They're called Dudesicle. We also have a troupe that's more of an ensemble. So there's six or seven of them who are coming from Detroit. That's Human Amusements. They were actually part of the festival last year, and we had such great feedback from them. They really enjoyed themselves. So we've taken them, and we've actually made them one of our Friday night headliners.
And then you have Kevin McDonald, who is another big name that many people will recognize, especially from the Kids in the Hall Canadian television program. Can you talk a little bit about him for people who might be unfamiliar with him?
Yes. He is going to be here on Saturday. Kevin McDonald is one of the cast members of Kids in the Hall from the 90s sketch show. Kids in the Hall is one of those major influential groups. If people mention the best sketch groups of all time, they usually mention things like Monty Python and like Key and Peele now and stuff. But Kids in the Hall is definitely one of those names that you put within that group. He is going to be teaching a workshop on Saturday. It's going to be an improv into sketch workshop. It's an all-day thing. It's 6 hours. And then part of Kevin's show that night on Saturday, they're going to be taking some of the sketches from that show and incorporating it into his show. So if you do take that class, you will actually have an opportunity to be performing with Kevin.
And that really makes reference to another element of your festival, and that is that you do have these workshops, and Kevin's isn't the only one. You've got a couple of things, I think.
We do. We actually wanted to make sure that we had both a combo of short-form and long-form workshops this year. So we have opportunities for people to study how to best perform short form. One of the performers in Dudesicle is a short form teacher out of Indianapolis, John Colby. So he's going to be teaching a couple of short form workshops. And then we've got folks from Mission Improvable, which is one of the troops coming from LA. They are heavily into long form. And so they're going to be teaching long form workshops for people. The great thing is in talking with all of these teachers, we've made clear that we need to make sure we have different levels. So people who have never done improv before are welcome. People with more experience are welcome. We've got workshops for every level to make sure that people can explore, you know, some of the different ways to do improv.
If people are interested, though, in simply coming to watch, they can buy weekend passes or they can get admission to individual shows. You've got performances on Friday and Saturday evenings at 7 and 9 p.m. Everything's happening at No Theater, though.
Yes, correct. Okay. Right. You can get a ticket just for locals night. You can get tickets for each individual night, but we'd love to see people come out for all three nights.
And one thing that should be said about the Thursday night show, the locals night show, is we've got three troupes. We've got Basement Dwellers, Highly Improvable, and Ain't No Mango. Ain't No Mango is actually a group from NKU. They've got one of our instructors, Charlie Redding, who teaches there and is actually getting a very good program started there. But then afterwards, there's actually going to be an improv jam where it's going to be an open stage and actually anyone can get up and play.
The 2015 Cincinnati Improv Festival begins on Thursday, September 10th and continues through Saturday the 12th. You can buy tickets for specific performances or passes for the entire festival, the weekend or two-show evenings. For more information, go to wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. There you'll find a link to the website for the festival itself. My guests this evening have been Kat Smith and Dave Powell, who've been making stuff up about the upcoming improv festival here in Cincinnati, but not very much. All the truth here. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.
When the world is puddle wonderful, the queer old balloon man whistles far and wide, and Betty and Isabel come dancing from hopscotch and jumper rope, and it's